Blog Talk Radio.
As the shore,
fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through, and I thank you, baby. Since you've been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to
Mayat Hotep and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly, and we have Eric L. with us tonight and Lady G. And let me pull our guests up here. We're going to be playing some good music and good conversation. How are you doing, Eric, and how are you doing, Lady G?
Hey there.
Hi.
All right.
Can you hear me? Hey,
man.
Hey, Eric. Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'm on fire already.
I heard that. The music is lovely tonight. I want to thank you for playing the opening song, Babylon, by my son, St. Rose. I really do appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes.
And Eric, wow, you're a blessing.
As always. Yes.
Yes. Beverly,
well, we got
so
some good
going
music,
on.
But we got good conversation. I didn't hear you say that again.
There is so much going on that we need to talk about.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Well, for those of you that are following, I am Genevieve K, Lady G from Gem Lightwork,
mm-hmm.
Gems of Light. And I'm an astrologer, and I teach tarot and astrology. I infuse Western tropical with Vedic sidereal using Gemini and Jyotishi systems. And I got to tell you, with Mars in Cancer, there's a lot of emotions going on, everybody. I mean, Mars in Cancer is doing a face-off. And so we are naturally emotional, as above, so below. Everybody around you just seems to be extremely emotional, whether one minute we're happy, the next minute we're sad. Emotional doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be a positive thing. We have Mercury retrograde going on in Taurus. In Rigashira Nakshatra, that's a lunar mansion in the sky. It's really great to know your time of birth so that you know how your mind is being affected. Okay, so with Mercury in retrograde, there's going to be a lot of exes and a lot of old flings and a lot of people that want to get with you that didn't work out in the past. So be very, very careful. With it being in Taurus energy, the best thing that you can do is think before you speak, because Taurus rules the throat. And Gemini, being Mercury, rules thinking and writing, communications, networking. So you want to make sure that you think before you speak. Because we had an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and such powerful energy of Sagittarius, which the duality is Gemini, it was a lunar eclipse on a full moon. That energy is still sticking around with us for about the next 6 months. So there's a lot of Gemini. We have Venus in Gemini. So, again, a lot of thinking about exes and exes calling you up for no good reason. Make sure that you think strategically, and think ahead 5 weeks when Mercury goes direct. Why am I with you? Why am I talking to you? Let me take off the rose-colored glasses now to save myself the hurt and pain. I remember why we're not together. Now, for lovers out there who are grounded in that Venusian Taurian quality, meaning Venus rules Taurus, it's a fixed energy that doesn't appreciate just because I'm having a bad day or whatever, and love is Libra. Venus is Libra. Love is balance. For those of us who have a fixed energy in love that brings stability, wealth, and balance, Mercury retrograde is a vacation for you where you visit Venusian qualities. Go on a trip together, you know, reminisce, revisit that first bond, be naked in the sun. Like, this is really our season for the real lovers. Let's see, what else do I want to throw out there for all of you star children? You really want to think about rewriting, revisiting, reestablishing, restructuring, rest, rebuilding, all of the re's that benefit you. That's what you want to do. You want to reinfuse, reinvent, reassess, okay, restructure, okay? If you're going to rewind, make sure that it's positive, because Mercury energy is an air quality. It's not grounded, okay? We're going to also have another eclipse coming up very soon. We have an eclipse, I believe it's going to be a solar eclipse around June 6th or so. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Something like that. And so once again, it's going to be a lot of thinking and wanting to do. Whatever you do right now, think before you speak. Don't make any decisions on anything emotional until you slept on it. Make sure to cross all your T's and dot all your I's. Find no contracts unless you have to, okay? But when we have that solar eclipse, it's a really great time. It's also going to be in Taurus energy. It's going to exalt with the Taurus moon. So it's a great time to really align yourself with your spirits, It's a really great time to think about your investments and stability, continuity, your savings, your money. I would suggest not to make decisions on major changes that have to do with investments, but really think first because it's a solar eclipse. It's very powerful in your spirituality. Stay grounded. Any questions?
Yes. So we got that. We still have the energy from the moon, and then we get in the energy from the sun.
Of the sun.
I mean, that is
yes.
some power.
It
oh,
is.
My God.
It is.
And if people don't take advantage of this energy, this is some real strong energy that is going
it
on
is.
Here.
And Mars is going to have these revisiting things that are going to make you emotional because it's Mercury retrograde. So think. Don't stay stuck in a cycle. Think your way out of it. Man, why is he calling me? Think. Think 5 weeks ahead. Be strategic in your thinking. Mm-hmm. I remember why we're not together and I don't want to engage because I ended up hurt. Now, if you feel that you can reconcile and rekindle in Mercury retrograde, then take it on because it is for the lovers. Remember in tarot, the lover's card is Gemini, and a lot of times it's about a person who can't make a decision, one or more, two or more, three or more, whatever. They can't make a decision mm-hmm. either way. Now, when it is aligned with something solid like the Two of Cups or the Hierophant, you know that it's real. So think in time. Think as if you have a moon in Taurus, which is exalted energy. Be from a grounded place, something solid and grounded. Is this value or is this my imagination reflecting back on when we used to be together and we had fun? Okay? What happened when the fun was over? Did we get along? So be very careful with Mercury retrograde and the Mars energy in Cancer. Okay?
So what about new relationships? People getting into new relationships during this time?
You know, I really don't suggest new relationships during a Mercury retrograde, okay? I just
mm-hmm.
don't. Now, if you've known the person for a while or if you keep it just what Gemini is, simple, mutable conversation, okay? Just talking, keeping it simple. Don't fall in love, okay? Then I would say okay, and then around 5 or 6 weeks later, if you want to make the decision to take it seriously, then do that. If you want to take it serious in the way that you're seeing this person regularly, then because Gemini has a way, Mercury energy has a way of we play mind games with other people, but
yes.
mostly on ourselves.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I can't make up my mind. I want to play with this person. I want to play with that person. You get caught up all emotional and everything, and people get hurt. Okay? So this is not the time. If you start a new relationship, take it slow, a couple of dates, and then make a decision on yes or no when Mercury goes direct.
Okay. And Eric, what stones do you suggest during this time with all this power and energy and vibration? What stones do you suggest during this time?
Hello?
Yeah, can you
We're
hear
here.
Me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
yeah,
can
it's
hear
raining
you.
Out here, so I'm
yes,
going
sir.
In now. But
okay,
all right. All right, check this out then. So let's pull up since you started the show with Ebony Eyes and Smokey and Rick, let's pull up Smokey Quartz Crystal. Since every, you know, we have this
okay.
all over the place energy, let's check out the power of Smokey Quartz Crystal and Smokey Robinson.
Okay.
His powers too.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Smokey Quartz. And then you can just take off reading and tell us what's the qualities of Smokey Quartz Crystal, Bev, whenever you get it.
Oh, you want me to pull it up?
Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving
Smokey
the vibe.
Quartz. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm thinking forward like, gee, let's.
One of the guests we had on, wasn't that Roz Ben, when he was talking about how powerful
Roz Ben.
Smokey. Yeah. I think he was talking about that too.
Yes, absolutely.
I love quartz. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. And man, we off to a fabulous start. The vibe is definitely right. And I hope everybody's feeling this vibe that we got going on this twin night. And, you know, man, big up everybody and their loved ones and their families. Yes. So, you know, we got a mediator for the two crazies, for the Tina and Rick. And they tumultuous fire and desire. We got a mediator, which will be Smokey, the grounder. Okay, Bev, go right ahead. Yeah.
Now, the Smokey Quartz is his healing. There's a lot of healing properties that it says that's in that with the Smokey Quartz here. I don't have my glasses. I can't see good, but let me see. So, hold on. And there's different kind of quartz, but the smoky one, mostly it's saying it's healing. This powerful stone is a supercharge. Vibrations of extensive quartz groups of crystal, but with a distinctive twist. It gets its hint of brown from exposure to nature underground radiation from granite deposit, giving regular quartz an added punch of celestial vibration. So it's more powerful than the regular quartz.
Oh, yeah. Can I add to that real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. So in addition of its healing properties, it's a grounding stone. So it's a connection with the natural world. And so it influences the home, your health, and nature. So it also dispenses fear or disperses fear, depression, and negativity.
Yes.
It brings calmness and such. So it's actually a really great stone to have. I have one right here in my hand, and I keep it with me when I'm doing readings and sessions. But it really keeps you grounded. It's a pleasant stone to have. And it helps you relax and reconnect and regain and gain your composure. So it's amazing during Mercury retrograde when we're jittery thinking because we're overthinking and we can't make decisions. Should I, should not? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, go out and get that more smoky quartz.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Cause
and go out and get you some smoky Robinson.
Stone.
Yes. Let's go. That smoky Robinson. That smoky quartz. That
brings
that natural balance.
Oh, let me see.
Nature is mystic, y'all. The natural is the mystic. You know, when nature just lines itself up, and all you have to do is line yourself up what nature does. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just line yourself up.
Yes.
Just adjust to what nature is doing. Nature has the signal. You know, volcanoes are erupting right now. We have a lot of fire and desire right now. A lot of people desire to get around and move around and get back to normal. But we are not back at normal. Normal is out of here. Normal has left the building. So, you know,
I
say get to a grounding stone.
Yes.
And, listen to some James Brown. It's natural, James Brown, all the Browns, you know. And when May come around, just think about next year. When May come around, get you some Curtis Mayfield. It's the natural vibe. Curtis Mayfield every May.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the boxer, Floyd Mayweather, undefeated. You are undefeated in May.
Grounded.
You can't be touched. Come on, y'all. It's the natural mystic, man. That's what this is about tonight. The natural mystic.
Oh, wow.
It's about the square biz. We taking care of business.
You know,
we own the square.
I was saying before about the moon being in Taurus.
Go ahead,
G. That's an exalted position. And so when you make decisions, make sure that you're grounded. So get that smoky quartz, ground yourself, plant your feet on solid ground. I'm not talking about tile. I'm not talking about carpet. I'm talking about get outside barefoot and put your feet mm-hmm. on some dirt, some grass, and ground yourself. Envision that you have roots. Then make the decision from a grounded place, not an emotional place, because emotions come from water energy, meaning you're just too emotional to really make that decision. It's not grounded. And so you want to make sure that you're not doing something from an emotional place, because the moon changes cycles, or it changes signs every 2 days. So understand that emotions are temporary. Your feelings are temporary. So always be grounded and think about it first. Like I said, with all of this as above, below, as above, so below energy, think, observe, and then make a decision. Don't just, okay, be careful what falls out of your mouth, because 9 chances out of 10, you won't feel happy about yourself when the facts come in. Okay? So be careful. A lot of
all right.
energy.
Good looking out.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to put some of that good smoky vibe on here. So we're going to raise our vibration.
Let's cruise.
Here.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do
all
some
right.
smoky cruising.
Let's cruise away from here.
Smoky. We dealing with a lot of smoke here. Oh, let me put you back on.
Where there's smoke, okay. There's fire.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, so let's move to another level. Beverly, can you pull up the cell salt for Gemini?
Ooh,
the cell salt for Gemini, and G, you pull up the cell salt for Sagittarius. We're gonna do the squares on the zodiac.
So the cell salt for Sagittarius.
Okay.
You know I love the cell salt.
Wait a minute, I'm doing three things here. You say you want me to do the cell salt for Gemini, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Self-salt and the zodiac. Okay, you got a word that I cannot pronounce, but I got it.
Go ahead.
Okay, Aquarius rules the liver, the thighs, the hips, and the pelvis. And yeah, I do put my hips in it, just so y'all know. Sagittarius over here, okay? So, in relation to Sagittarius, the cell salts in the zodiac, okay, it's Cilicia, cell salt number 12, or maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, silica, Cilicia?
It's silica, silica.
Okay,
uh-huh.
It's silica, okay, silica. And so it's a tough mineral in general, but it actually helps with your emotions. It strengthens brittle bones. People who suffer from osteoporosis and I'd say arthritis, which I do have. Sagittarius actually cusps the lunar mansion of Capricorn. And that particular energy in both Sagittarius and Capricorn is called Udra Ashada. And it's the elderly. And so if you can imagine, for us Sagittarians out there, who are really rooted in knowledge and authority, position of authority, elders, really loving our elders, seeking out wisdom. A lot of us have arthritis or bone issues, and especially in the winter, because it's a winter sign, just know that this particular cell salt, when you put it under your tongue and you dissolve it, it helps with all of that. It's like so miraculous. And one of the books that I've studied with Eric L. here is the book called The Relation of the Mineral Salts of the Body, okay? And it's, I advise you to look through it. Again, it's called The Relation of the Mineral Salts of the Body to the Signs of the Zodiac. And it is out. You can find it on Amazon. It is one of my favorite books, right along with The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation, Book 2. Again, The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation. You heard it on Truth to Power. Okay? It's an amazing book. I'm in remission for lymphoma, and I use alkaline water, and I take my little cell salts, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. So we're going to go on to the cell salt of Gemini with Beverly D.
All righty. Gemini, and that's May 21 to June 20th. And the mineral for that is Kali, and I'm going to spell the other part to you, M-U-R-I-A-T-I-U-I-C-U-M. That's M-U-R-I-A-T-I-C-U-M. How you pronounce that, Eric?
Meritikium, but you just say it's called Kali.
Okay. And so Gemini are active people who love to communicate, always on the move from one thing to the next. They tend to have anxieties and worries. Gemini rules the nervous system, the hand, the arm, the shoulder, the lungs, and the ribs. And it's the cell salt number 5. And this is Gemini birth salt. And Calimur occurs in almost all cells in our body and is responsible for the majority of body functions to run more smoothly. It acts as a nerve tonic and relieves respiratory infections such as cold, cough, sore throat, sinus, and bronchitis. And, you know, this is good for now with all of this, the disease they got out here, the COVID, and it's attacking the lungs. So this is really would be good for that, even if you're not a Gemini. But we right here in the Gemini season, so, you know, we in that Gemini energy, so this would be good, too, this number 5 sales salt.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and I would like to interject and say that your physical body is the zodiac. The feet is Pisces and the head is Aries, the beginning and the end. And so, we need all 12 cell salts.
Yes,
we need all
do.
12. So, you know, we'll do a couple of more and then we'll play some more music and we'll just take the natural course, but this is magic, y'all. That we study in ourselves. This is the study of yourself is magical. And listen to this. I didn't even know Beverly was about to play Cruising by Smokey Robinson. I just said, let's cruise.
right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be making this stuff up. One time I went to go send Beverly. I said, Beverly, I found out some magic that you can do with flowers. I'm gonna send you some money so you can go buy you an orchid flower. I said, what's your address? She gave me the numbers and said Orchid Street. I said, what? Bev, can you verify that?
Yes.
Mm. So let's move again. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. Let's have a little music intermission. Then G, I'm sure you want to share something with the fam, but let's do Taurus and Scorpio.
Ooh. I got Taurus.
Okay, so
sales salt.
Okay. I'll take Scorpio.
Okay. Scorpio. I love it. I love this. So the sales salt for
now
Taurus.
tonight, while y'all look, I'm gonna say a little something about the title of the show, Smoky Quartz, Sapphire and Desire. Now sapphire comes out of the mineral rock corundum. Sapphire comes in many different colors, not just blue. Blue is the most highly sought after, especially the star sapphire, the highly sought after. But corundum is not. Diamond is 10, and then moissanite is 9.5, is harder than sapphire. Then sapphire is the third hardest mineral. Okay? Also with sapphire, you I was going somewhere with this. Well, that's okay. Y'all go ahead. Sapphire. Man, I forgot now. That's okay. That's all right, though. So I got that's
okay.
That Gemini. You see how that Gemini is? Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm going with the flow.
And that Mercury.
It's all good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the chronic I'm on.
Rethink things. Review. What's going to be going on with my body?
Sure.
All right. So,
go ahead, G.
You do yours.
When you do some research, y'all, on cell salts, okay, you're going to find all kind of articles, health clinic articles on the 12 salts. There are 11 elements that are combined to form the 12 salts. And believe it or not, we're depleted by three naturally. Naturally. And so it's important that you do some research on what you're lacking. For Taurus, the cell salt for Taurus is sodium sulfate. Okay? So it's, when a Taurus becomes ill, its main function is to remove excess fluids from the body. It's one of the most affecting cell salts for the digestive organs. Okay? When you understand lunar mansions in Vedic astrology, which is the Vedas, okay, ancient scriptures in astrology, you'll understand that Taurus is always going to cusp Gemini. A Taurus can make the best business person, and they think of finances, they think of bills, they do a lot of thinking because Gemini is cerebral, and it takes a wear on the digestive tract. So you really gotta not only use your smoky quartz to ground yourself, but the sodium sulfate will help you with those digestive organs. When you stress like that and you worry and you have fear, you know, especially with Taurus too, Taurus is a Venus-ruled energy and they like to eat good food. Spicy foods, all that stuff doesn't sit well in Venusian tummies, the digestive tract. And neither does sugar. As you know, sugar is very cancerous. So take that that cell salt for Taurus when you're not feeling good. Again, that sodium sulfate. So as you all know, Taurus are dependable. They're hardworking individuals. They enjoy the pleasures of life and music. But the one thing that you really have to take into consideration is what you're eating. Okay, so once again, we got that sodium sulfate for the digestive organs.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Scorpio is October 23rd to November 21. And Scorpions are curious, intuitive, they bold. they experience intense emotions, which can make them spiteful when they feel betrayed by those close to them. Scorpio governs the reproductive, the urinary tract, mm-hmm. the sex organs. Its cell salt is really called is calcium, but I'm gonna spell it, y'all, because I'm not good at these words. It's C-A-L-C-A-R-E-A. That's the first word, and the second one is S-U-L-P-H-U-R-I-C-U-M. And that's cell salt number 3, which is an important cleanser. It cleanses and purifies, helping the body to dispose of stored waste, resetting core body functions, and revitalizing the reproductive system. Calcium sulfur, I'll call it that, works to eliminate infections and colds, sinus, skin conditions like boils and acne.
Mm.
So that's for Scorpio. It's a cleanser.
So when you said that, Beverly, it reminded me to go back to the corundum. It's corundum. Now, Scorpio works with the core, with your core. So Scorpio's roll with topaz, but then get you a picture. If you can't get you a sapphire or a ruby, you get you a picture of one and keep you a picture of a sapphire and a ruby nearby. And that, and the raw, you always want to have you a raw mineral stone along with a gemstone. Get you the raw mineral to go with it. And so that's corundum.
Okay.
And that helps you deal with the core.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Beverly. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Man. We can do whatever's natural.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you about Rick James and Sapphire. Okay, now, when I went to look for the, you know, I never heard of this album before. This is my first mm-hmm. time hearing it. So
Ooh.
When I went to look for it, I couldn't put it in the MP3 that I had, you know, to put
mm-hmm.
it on Blog Talk. So it's on here, but we're going to listen to it because, I mean, it's a real nice album, but I'm just going to put my phone up here. But do you know how much that Amazon is asking for this album?
$60. Oh, wow, I can only imagine. Oh, oh, wow.
Well,
yes.
And I was like, okay,
well, let me go buy it, and then I can download it and put it in the form that I need it. Now, when I went and looked, it's not on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
So this is a nice album, the Rick James Deeper Still.
Man, it's bomb.
Uh-huh.
Deeper
yeah.
Still.
Well,
Deeper Still.
Yes.
I've been on Deeper Still, y'all, for a minute, boy. I'm telling you, I can't get off of it, man. I can't get off of it.
I know.
It's bomb, the whole album.
And I want to
interject a little bit later on the show.
Go ahead, Beth. No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, I'm gonna interject from the music that you played last night. The magical sounds mm-hmm. of the drum and the horns, the Latin sounds,
mm-hmm.
and the magic of the
yeah.
Yoruba and Santeria,
mm-hmm.
and Rick James
yes.
was a Congo bongo percussionist. Okay, and
yeah.
this album Deeper Still is after he did some time out there by the water in California. You could tell that he
okay.
was well-rounded, and he had matured a
yeah.
whole lot. He cleaned up, and Deeper Still
yeah.
says that. That deeper, and listen, he got that Latin vibe in that album. It is fire.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, he talks about Morocco. He talks about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he
yeah.
bought the Latin vibe in, so he reached out and grabbed that magic that we always grab for. It's natural
mm-hmm.
to us, y'all. We don't got to go and study it and look at all these books and all that. It's natural to
mm-hmm.
us, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what
is.
I want to say about that, man. It's a natural mystic. Absolutely.
Yes,
so, Bev, I'm glad you. I'm so glad that you put, because the show couldn't be the same without Sapphire. And Sapphire goes out to all y'all females. all females, from the baby to the eldest. All y'all females are sapphires, one of the finest gemstones on the planet and outside the planet. Sapphire.
Wow.
Absolutely. Sapphire. Thank you so much, Bev. Yes. Bump it.
I say the family got to hear this. This is, you know, it was my first time. So I say if I have to put my phone up to it, we're going to hear it one way or another. So we're going to, this is Sapphire. This is Rick James. Okay, here he is. Can y'all hear it?
Yeah. Go louder, Bev.
I don't think I can do it louder. Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. Go ahead. Put it up there. That sounds good.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Man.
Now, what color?
Yeah, the people had to go out there and
blue, green.
And say that again, Beth.
What color? What color did you say sapphire was? Is it a bluish green or a blue? Or?
Oh no, man! Pink, black, green, blue, yellow.
There's all colors.
Okay.
They come in many different colors. Clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I gotta get me
definitely,
some sapphire.
Yeah.
So real quick, can I go over the lyrics real quick?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. History knows that when you were a child, you were the queen of the Egyptian Nile. Kings at your feet and people doing the same, calling on Isis and screaming your name. Queen of Sheba called Makeba, Cleopatra, they were all sapphires. Sapphire, so damn strong, so damn proud, how you stand out in a crowd. Sapphire, from your womb then came me, and your love set me free, desire. History knows that when you came to be, you were the reason so many are free, standing for justice and singing out loud, screaming for freedom, you're black and you're proud. Harriet Tubman, Barbara Jordan, Rosa Parks, they were all sapphire. Sapphire, 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 sapphire. One for each. This song is dedicated to all of the black women of the world. You are all precious jewels like sapphires. That's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is. No wonder I had not heard it before.
Beautiful poem. Mm.
And I like
Deep.
I like Deep Still. The whole album is
Deeper
nice.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Deeper Still. That's a fight. That's a, and then he got one with Howard Hewitt and Johnny Gill called Do You Want to Play, which fits the Gemini
right.
energy. Because Gemini
I like
always
yeah,
like to play around.
Gemini like to play.
I gotta play with them.
Yeah.
I gotta see. I gotta find them, but
my Gemini friends
album.
Out there, so intelligent. Yes, it was a bomb. Can't do
okay,
it without Gemini.
Okay.
What else you got over there?
Think.
What else you got over there, Beth?
Okay, while I'm looking for Rick, let me see what else I got over here. Let's see here.
You got some Tina.
Yeah, let me. That's just who I'm looking for too. I'm looking for some Tina. Let's see.
So, AG, get prepared because after we come from the music break, we're gonna go into Babalu. Look up BABALU, Babalu. Babalu Aye, which is AYE. Babalu Aye.
Okay.
And we're going to go into that. Yeah.
I don't know
okay.
why Tina
after
has
the break.
From me.
She little like that. She
okay.
can't hide. She probably hiding from Rick. He probably on one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. They really had. Okay, I'm going to have to play something else. And then while I look, give me a chance to find her. She's up
go right ahead.
Head.
Natural. Go with the natural.
Okay. Let's see.
Big up to the family out there. You're live on Beverly D Radio with Sapphire and Desire.
Yes. Okay. We're going to do some more Smokey while I look for her. Let's see here.
Smoke it up.
Let's see. I could feel her warm embrace.
maybe on Slick Rick, baby.
Yeah, well, don't be too slick now.
Square Biz, that's Tina Marie. Are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Biz?
Yeah. Yes, we can. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, that was fire. Yeah, you know, 490s is 360. So when Tina say that, her love is the square biz. You know, love has four letters and ends with a nine, Bev. Is remember we talked about it, 18. Love is
right.
18. So it's square biz all the way around. It's the natural path. The natural path. Is G still with us or she dropped off?
No, she's still with us. G, Lady G.
All right. You might be taking a break.
Mine is still. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Yeah, she'll merge back. All right. There
here
you
I
go.
Am.
Hey, G, you got that Babaloo?
I found it. It seems like it's in, you have to translate it. Is it, who is it by?
Oh, well,
sure
it's
right
I mean, it, I'm sorry, what?
I want to make sure that I'm following. Is it a song?
No, uh-uh. It's one word. It's one word. B-A-B-A-L-U. Babalu. And then a space. Mm-hmm. A-Y-E. You know, it ought to be a Wikipedia search.
Okay, because it gave me a song. Okay, I see. Oh, wow.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, y'all heard Tina Marie, mm-hmm. right? Okay, mm-hmm. So let's deal with the T and TLC. That would be T-Boss. That would be Left Eye. And that would be Chile. All right? And TLC. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a young man that used to chill with these sisters, all right? And we're going to tie it all in. So them three plus this young man that used to chill with them, that would make a four, all right? So we're going to tie the square in. Okay, so go ahead. And so I'm merging this with last night's music and a lot of language. And
okay.
I know some of your listeners called in last night in midway through the show and heard some of the language in the music, they probably said, oh, man, the Mexicans and took over Beverly's show, too.
And, you know, that's what we talked about, you know. I had brought that up. And I was like, this is a good time for Latin music, you know, because the border is open now and all the Spanish people is here. They coming and grow. So it's a market. It's definitely a market for Latin music here.
Oh,
I
man.
Think it's more
and so
than
he
before.
Said. Absolutely, man. Well, it's been a,
yes.
It's like a growing hotbed. You can't stop it. You know, it's been on fire for years. You know, we used to laugh about them, 18 in the car, you know, 20 sleeping in the house. But man, I tell you what, they
yeah.
worked that system. They worked it. And
yeah.
check this out. So Mr. Rodriguez said the new sound is coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta. Now that'll be another show that we could talk about the vibration
okay.
coming out of Atlanta with Black Panther being filmed there, Coming to America being filmed there, you know, some of it, you know, the Georgia guy
mm-hmm.
sound, all that energy over there, you know. So, but anyway, we're going to
wow.
stick with this. So he said the sound is coming out of Georgia. So did TLC. They sound came out of Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all remember the Dirty Bird, the dance they had over there? Remember we had to talk about how dirty the bird is? The bird poop is dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the
mm-hmm.
movie. Let's go to the movie, The Devil's Advocate. Y'all remember the brother had to go to court and he took his chicken foot with him? Yeah, y'all remember that?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's so crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now stay with it now because it's called Hollywood. It's called Holly, the little red little berries that you put on your door and call it a reef. A reef.
Mm-hmm.
Holly
mm-hmm.
bush, the holly bush, a wild bush, invasive. If it take off and start growing, it'll choke everything out in your yard. Y'all know about Holly Berry. And Hollywood. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to talk about that. But so let's talk about TLC and Left Eye had a here go my numbers, okay? 18 is love. She was involved with a brother that
mm-hmm.
played with the Atlanta Falcons. Ooh, they got the
right.
Atlanta Hawks. They got the Atlanta Falcons, and they got the Atlanta Braves. Tell me that ain't an indigenous place
mm.
in Georgia.
Mm,
she dated a
yeah.
man named Andre Rison. His number was 81.
Oh, wow.
81.
Wow.
She put a bunch of shoes because she had a lot of issues. She had a lot of – and I'm bigging up Left Eye. I'm not talking about her because I love that sister because she's a Gemini twin. I'm going somewhere with this. She put a lot of shoes in his bathtub and set them on fire and burnt his house up.
Right.
And
yeah,
so at the
I
time
–
it's because she found out she had a sexual disease. Don't know if he gave it to her, but it's that Gemini turmoil, okay?
Uh-huh.
She was in that whirl spin, that emotion. So she burnt his house up and took off to Honduras to go see who? Dr. Sabi. Y'all stay with
yeah.
me. I'm going to talk about the magic. Dr.
Okay.
Sabi, who said when he was a young man at 18 years old, he was so sick,
okay.
he was impotent. Imagine being impotent at 18, overweight,
18.
Losing his eyesight, bad breath, losing his hair. He met a Mexican man, and the Mexican told him, man, you eating like a chongo. Chongo means monkey. You eating like somebody strange, like you don't know that you from Africa, man. You're going to kill yourself eating like the gringo. So he told Sabi to fast, go without no food, no food, no food. Pretty soon, Dr. Sabi started feeling a little better. He lost some weight. Some few things started to happen better for him. Then after the man came to him, the man just left him out there to fast. He thought he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
The man came back and gave him some plant concoction. Nothing but plants. Sabi took the plants, and the man left them again and came back later. Still no food. Then he bought Sabi a little bit of food. Each day he bought him a little bit more until he nourished himself back up to health. And then Dr. Sabi said, aha, this sickness was a blessing because it showed me my path in life. So he got together with some sisters. So one of these fellas that was with TLC, his name is KT, the Arts Degree. Dr. Sabi had a relationship with his mom and was going to the jungle of the Virgin Islands and to Puerto Rico and with Ma'a and all his other science women. And they was going in, and KT is taking his works to another dimension. So all of this is linked. The sounds that you heard last night, the timbales, the bongo, the congo, is coming from the African, Yoruba, Orisha, Santeria. That's why I said look up Baba Lu. Now go ahead and break down Baba Lu. Desi Arnaz Jr., I Love Lucy. The number one TV show on TV when it was on. Go ahead, G, break it down.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm finding out with Babalu is that, I mean, I see the Cuba's fascinating Babalu stuff, and I see this. It's all about healing aspects, and respect for the elderly and protector of health. You know, it's more so a following of healing disease, Babalu, is what I am seeing. It's Latin American, and I would say it's the following of it's more like a religion or a following of the earth, illness and suffering, and you know, wickedness and righteousness, the balance of all of that. I don't want to call it a movement, but it's basically knowledge and wisdom, you know, how we
you don't see
ourselves.
No more on it.
That's
a general description, but you don't see anything else on Babalu. That's all you see. There ain't no extensive link.
I mean,
to open
I see
that up
a lot. I see a lot of Babalu though. I mean, it's all healing aspects of the land, of the elderly, health. Let me see what else. We didn't prepare me for this. It's Cuban. Let me see.
Come on. Go deeper.
What is Babalu from? Hold on. It's the art of sweeping sickness and catching death. I mean, you tell me. I'm looking.
Okay.
And I'm looking.
All right. Let's go forward. So last night, Mr. Rodriguez talked about a Cuban man invented a tool to tighten the skin on the Cuban drum. Okay. Because before, the only way you can tighten it was through heat. All right.
Yeah.
You can only tighten the skin through heat. But he came up with a wrench. He was from Cuba. He was an Afro-Cuban. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Desi Arnaz on I Love Lucy used to call on Babalu. Why?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Lucy was his wife, and we know about the skin problems. And so by allowing him to go to the club and play Babalu, it was helping her skin disease. Not only that, what you think was tightening the skin on the drum? The heat from Babalu.
Wow.
The god of heat, the deity of heat.
Yeah, I was looking at
okay,
that.
Okay, the deity that heals all skin problems.
Orisha.
Come on now, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Pull the shovel out. Go ahead. Now you're going. Go ahead. Orisha, what else you got? Go ahead.
The rabbit hole. I mean, Orisha it is about healing.
Can't explain.
It says deity of smallpox, healing, and other epidemic diseases. Yeah.
There you go. The epidermis.
Wow.
And he's
the dermis.
He's a disease spirit.
Wow.
Absolutely. Keep going. It's more, y'all. It's timely.
They say he is a very powerful deity.
Wow.
Who is simultaneously, he protects against disease.
Right, he promotes the cure for illness.
He embodies and carries it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Protects the elderly.
Yes, he do. Say that. Yeah.
Come on. Okay, so you have layers of dermis. You have more than one. It's not the top of your skin that tans. You have.
Right.
Remember, Kaba went through this with us. It was in Kaba's book. Okay, it's layers of dermis. So the relationship that you have with the sun is a special one. It's a very special relationship that we have with the sun as far as the dermis and this god, Babalu, this deity, Babalu. And so right here on national television, y'all, they was putting it right in our face. Come on. Tell me they don't use our stuff. How many ways do we have to prove it?
Yeah. Wow.
That's
well,
just one.
You know, the whole thing about television is the seventh harmonic, the messages, even, with sci-fi, now we have new age technology, that's Aquarian and Pisces, the two of them. You know, there's so many messages that are inspired from the other realm. And when you really start to study you and the ancient histories, the ancient scriptures, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about what our ancestors want us to know about Saturn and Jupiter and all those other instances, all the true tribal information of the 12 tribes of Israel. When you really, really start to watch TV, you're going to see different things in shows, in movies that you've never seen before. The messages are just going to jump out at you. It's just you're not gonna in movies you're gonna see Venus, Saturn, Uranus in people, in the energy of people. You'll see it all unfold in the writers or the directors from their view. I find it very fascinating. I wasn't raised watching TV when I was in. I wasn't allowed to watch TV. I didn't listen to much music. Until I was older, and it didn't hit me until I started to study myself, and it's quite a fascinating world we live in, the third house of Gemini, being able to communicate multimedia, but see, there's more to communication, there's more to thinking, and it's called observation, where you are silent. Low-frequency Gemini energy is a chatterbox and a gossiper. They can't make up their mind. They like a variety of things that distract the mind because Mercury is not a grounded energy. To balance Gemini energy, one must observe and align themselves with the axis. of Gemini, which is Sagittarius, higher learning, which is Jupiterian. And so that's where we get the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, which is a grand train. And for those of us who have stelliums in this energy, it's just the deepest knowledge to become the great student who becomes the great teacher who becomes the great student in all things esoteric. For other people, it's religion.
No.
But for
now,
those of us who know, it's spirituality.
Now, what I'm seeing here with Babalu is this is right on time, because Babalu, he torments illness. I mean, and what are we dealing with now? We're dealing with this illness. We're dealing with this COVID. And so who is better to call on than Babalu?
And listen to
this,
Beverly.
This is his
he
specialty.
He said he torments.
This is his specialty.
Listen to the
he
word. Listen to the
illness.
Word. Torment.
Yes.
He torments
yes.
illness, right? So when brothers be slapping
yes.
the, it's the drum slap. It's the velocity that you slap the drum. You slap the shit out of
wow.
illness. You don't let illness
yes.
come near
yes.
you. You make illness look
yes.
at you and say, oh, shit, we got to go. Okay?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what you do with illness.
Yes.
You give illness bitters. You give illness
yes.
sour sop bitters. If illness
yes.
can stand up to sour sop bitters, I'll give him a dollar.
Apricot seed.
That's
yeah.
scary
that's
information.
Bitter. Yes.
Wormwood.
Yes.
Wormwood.
Yes.
Planet X.
Yes.
Wormwood. Bitters.
Yes.
It's all, yes. It's all that stuff our ancestors know about. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking
wow.
about.
This
the slap
so
of the
good.
Drum.
Yeah. Yes.
And listen to this. We're dealing
yes.
with trees. We're dealing with trees. Back to the
yeah.
trees. So where are you going to get your drum from?
Yeah.
It's back to the trees, y'all.
Hmm.
It's all from the tree. And listen hmm. to this. Dr. Sabi used to big up the coqui. That's why I asked Mr. Rodriguez about the coqui. Not only that, Puerto Rico is on the
uh-huh.
Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda Triangle.
Wow.
It goes deeper. Hey, it's more layers of the dermis. It's not on the top layer. It's down deep sea fishing.
Wow.
Don't look at a person's skin color. Hey, there's two young kids from India, the Schultz family, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. One is 12. He played a keyboard and a bass. His sister played the drums and the bass. They lighten the internet
okay.
up doing Stevie Wonder songs, George Benson songs, Luther Vandross songs. Two kids from India, 12 years old on the keyboard, jamming, doing Stevie Wonder, Do I Do. Go check it out. This is not a game. This thing is over with, man. This ain't normal. It ain't normal, y'all. It's not normal. Mm. Open your eyes, man.
Wow.
The very person that you think look weird could be the person that could make you. Wait a minute. A record executive was on the air last night and said, call me if you got a skill. Do y'all know who
yes.
this brother know? He know Mr. Casey Porter, who
connection.
Put Carlos Santana's, listen to this, Supernatural album by Carlos Santana, one of the coldest Carlos Santanas ever, was produced by his friend. So he
wow.
got the connections. What y'all waiting for?
Yeah.
What are
yeah.
you waiting the number for? Are you on your square? Is your ear? Didn't y'all hear G? Open your ears and shut the mouth. The opportunities are right in your face.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
In, jump through the hoop. Jump through the door. Jump through the window, man. Don't waste these opportunities. He
yeah.
will put you on deck if you got hey, just have the confidence to step out there. You never know. Okay?
That's right.
These brothers produce Selena. This is the man that put Selena on the map. She was a young
wow.
Mexican girl who was doing Mexican pop music. He blended that with a little bit of what was going on out there in the world, what he felt was good to blend with her music. And look at Selena now. Mm-hmm. She got a makeup line that's bigger than Revlon. Come on, y'all. What y'all waiting for? Don't look at the, he a Puerto Rican. He a light-skinned Puerto Rican. He look white. Man, when are y'all going to grow up? Hey, I say it again. If you on the floor dying, and I used to pick up the dead, if you on the floor dying and you need somebody to give you a breath and you see a white man and you say, man, go get me somebody black, you are a dummy.
You're going to be dead.
You are stupid. And anyway, when he go get the brother going to say, man, I got to get my two-piece and biscuit. Wait a minute.
No, when he go get the brother and come back, you gone to the other side because you will be laying there as that dummy.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna be standing over you, slopping syrup and biscuit all over you, talking about, damn, I should have came a little bit sooner. Man, come on, y'all. The crap.
Wow. And
cut the crap.
And we gave you access to Mr. Rodriguez. He gave out his information.
Hey, Beverly,
powerful.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Right after the show, he texted me. He said, E, I'm going to start bringing on the artist that played with, listen to the name, Mongo Santa Maria. Look him up. Mongo Santa Maria. Mongo Santa Maria. He's gone, but the members of his band are still around. He said he's going to bring them on for an interview. So we're going to light up the airway with some congos and some bongos, African style.
That's the heartbeat.
All right? And we're going to call Baba Lou.
And talking about Baba Lou, I'm going to put on some Baba Lou music right now. We're going to get the feel of Baba Lou here.
Bust
Hold
it, babe.
On.
Bust it.
Baba Guru.
you know, racial tension is out of control. L.A. got it bad. They're really bitter about the OJ thing. I've never seen white people so bent out of shape before in my life. What? How'd that happen? Like they just figured out the justice system was fucked up. You know what I mean? We have jails. Every prison is filled with niggas, just overcrowded with niggas. One motherfucker gets away. Hey!
We gotta take a look at the justice system. It's not working.
I'll be honest, the OJ trial bothered me. I don't think it bothered me for the same reasons. You know what really threw me off about that whole OJ thing? I didn't know they kept those 911 tapes so long. Dang, it makes you not want to call for help if they're taping shit. You don't want to call 911 panicking, lose your dignity, and something bad happened to you, they just played on the news. You know, we have a copy of Dave Chappelle's Frantic 911 call. Hello, 911.
Help, motherfucker, help! They're coming to get me!
Relax, sir. Where are you?
Please, then help. I'll suck your dick. Anything. I just don't want to die.
Look, I do not need that kind of publicity. But you can't call 911 all cool and relaxed and shit. How do you do that, calling cool in a crisis situation? Hi, 911. Yeah, there's a group of hooded white men outside of my house and... Well, it looks like they mean business.
Get out here, nigger.
Oh, gotta go. Hurry. No. We gotta stop being angry. There's some good things happening. You know, they try to make good things bad things sometimes. Don't you hate that? The Million Man March was a beautiful thing. It was a million black dudes stepping on each other's sneakers and just, go ahead, just chilling. It was peaceful. Media just make it look horrible. They scared the shit out of white people. They reported the whole march like it was just a flashpoint of a race riot waiting to happen. We have Mike Johnson on the street for Action News. Mike, what do you see? Billy, these niggers are buying buttons and T-shirts like crazy. This could be it. Kate, if I don't make it, I love you. I'll be here as long as it takes. Nothing happened. Nothing. What'd they say? You watch the news after the march? Remember what they said? This shit killed me. There was no trash after the march. When the fuck have they ever said that after a march before? What do they think we're going to do, leave chicken bones and shit all over Washington? Well, white people were alarmed because it came on the heels of that OJ thing. But see, white people have us misunderstood. If there's a white guy flipping through the channels and he thinks he's turned onto a black meeting at C-SPAN, don't turn. See, I'm going to tell you why you might have noticed black people are a little cocky. Has nothing to do with OJ. I'll tell you what it is, white America. Because I'm a snitch. Look at these brothers in the audience. And you see a knowing look in their eye. And I'm going to tell you what they know. Black people have figured out that there's a hole in the ozone layer. Our skin is protected. Now, yeah, now, don't hate me because I'm the bearer of bad news. But pretty soon, white people might have to move underground. And that's going to be a living hell for you. Because all you'll hear for the rest of the time is niggas' feet dancing. Ever since we came down here, it's been party after party. Sometimes you gotta let the jokes sit for a minute, just simmer. You know, it'll be long after I'm dead when people appreciate what I really did tonight. Let's get it. And I see some white people here. I would like to be the first to say welcome. See, you won't see this anywhere but New York. You know why? New York, we don't have racism the same way. We have it, it's just different because we live too close together to hate each other. It's too exhausting. You can't hate that many people. You walk on that street, nigger, 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 nigger.
That is the old Chappelle from back in the day. Now, I'm going to open up the lines. If you have any questions or comments, you can call 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. You back, Eric?
Man, that laughter is good. I was cracking up, boy. Man.
Let me see who that sister is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Before I open the line, what was you getting ready to say about the sister?
Oh, yeah, the sister sued Rick James, the one that he called a bitch at the awards. And so, she sued him, uh-huh. So a lot of those clips they took down. They took the clip down where he actually did it. They took that part down. They still showed a performance of him and Tina, but after when he was getting an award, and she forgot his name or whatever, and she had a mishap. And so, they put an end to that because she won a lawsuit in court. So, yeah, that's not up no more, I don't think. But anyway,
and I remember that, too. All right.
Now, I got one more thing. I need to clear something up.
Go ahead.
One more thing, Barry, before you do that. I want to clear something up that I said on the Ross Ben show. I asked people to go to Notre Dame Radio and check out the interview with Delbert Blair, Peter Moon, Tosh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Tosh Tariq Bey was there, but Tosh Tariq Bey and I think Hakeem Bey and the Red and Blue Pill. But what is his name? Nichols. The guy wasn't there. The guy who did the Montauk experiment and the Philadelphia experiment, he wasn't there. His name is Nichols. His last name was Nichols. I can't think of his first name right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's three interviews they did with Peter Moon. And Pooh did one for an hour, and then Notre Les did two. And the one that they did with Rick Smits, the one who wrote the book about the Moors and the aliens, and Peter Moon, that show right there. He talked a lot about Preston Nichols. That's his name, Preston Nichols. Preston Nichols. Okay. He'll talk about Preston Nichols in that interview, and it's tight. It's bomb. But, yeah, Delbert Blair, he didn't drop off the line. He actually stayed on the line, and Delbert Blair did get to ask him, you did get to conversate with him, so people should go check that show out. It's fire. Peter Moon and Delbert Blair and Hakeem Bey and Tosh Tariq Bey. It's fire. But that's all. I just wanted to clear that up. Preston Nichols, he wasn't on there.
Okay.
That's Know the Ledge Radio.
What is the name of the show again? Okay. All right.
Know the Ledge Radio, the Red and Blue Pill.
Right.
That's Dr. Sabi Sons.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Sabi Sons. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to open up the line here so you can join this vibe that's going on. 706-202.
Hotep and better love.
706-202.
Hotep. Better love.
Hotep, Bonnie.
Yeah, and greetings, Brother Eric, and to the goddess. I didn't get the name, but, it's
Lady
interesting.
G,
it
we call her Lady G.
Lady G, okay. My apologies,
greetings.
Lady G. Greetings. But anyway, you were looking at, Babalu and looking at Cuba. I sent it to you, Bev. Off the coast of Cuba.
Okay.
Canada, the Canadian science and Cuban scientists have found a whole city, 6,000-year-old pyramid city. They're far saying that was Atlantis or it's that, but it's right off the coast of Cuba. And so the Tinos were the indigenous people that lived in that land. And then when the African was brought there, they brought in, and I would say that you can go to Afrocuba.web, and his name is Rodriguez, and he gives the whole history of the, it was the Kunga, or that's the name that it finally resonated, but they were, it was brought there by the our ancestors from the continent, because remember when you had the brother who played with Tito Puente, I think it was, and I asked the question about Puerto Rico being the place of the Kunga, and he said no, it was created, and this is where it was created. It was a combination of the style of the old drum, because what they did with it was is they took a barrel and nailed the cowhide to it, but then they got more and more creative and they slimmed it down. And what you're talking about is when they began to put the ring around it and then had the screws that they tighten up to tighten the drum, because on the djembe, we string the strings, and you can tighten up the strings by the braiding it or by putting it in near the fire, one or the other, and that was the way in which they did the Kunga. But you were going with Hollywood, and I thought you were going to go there, because if you ever see where the Hollywood sign is in California, they're on that mountainside because Hollywood is what the magicians use to do their magic. This is the wand that is the most powerful wand. But right there beside the Hollywood sign is the observatory.
The stars.
Right. And what they do is they have a huge pendulum that sits there. But the road that you take in there is the University of Manly P. Hall. And so it's right there, all that road coming
I'm
up.
Not
when
surprised.
You're coming up to where the Hollywood sign is, you have to pass the Manly P. Hall University, and you come around the bend and you come up to the observatory, and there is the Hollywood sign. So this is the part of the energy in which they were using the magic of the mountain. But the other thing you spoke on is Atlanta becoming this new Holly, or the new Blackwood. It's not Hollywood, it's the Blackwood. And what it's because when you look at the I Am America map, Georgia and South Carolina is part of Wahani. And this is what, because this part of the land mass is on quartz. That's why we have the Quartz Stone Mountain is a huge quartz mountain. And so what you're doing is that the magnetic energy that is in the earth, the Schumann frequency, is very high here. It's drawing people in. And the energy of what we have, because even off the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina, geologists have found it what they call skeletal quartz. It looks just like regular quartz, but only it's milky, and it's called skeletal quartz. It's found there off of the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, and the geologists found off the west coast of Africa the same skeletal quartz is found there. It's one landmass, and that's where we get Pangaea. And so this was all one landmass. And what you're looking at is this Babalu it's the Congolese, because these were the people of the Congo, the Bantu, and the different people brought in there, because they weren't freed until 1885. And so this is what you had there in the formation of that whole West Indies was basically Tetinos, the indigenous people. And they were mixed with the Africans that were brought in there. And this is why we have a multicultural spirituality, because the most Vodun practitioners, besides for Nigeria, is in Brazil. They have the second largest, right, Roudam, you know, spirituality, because they wove it into Catholicism. And so what we have here is that we were here on this Turtle Island before, because we've even proven through the ships that were found in the tombs there in Kemet that they were able to put those papyrus boats into the water in the Burmont and follow the current and bring it right through the West Indies, travel up the West Indies. They even had papyruses that they found had the Amazon River and the Mississippi River, because the Mississippi River is considered the Nile of the West. And so because it runs in the opposite, it starts from Minnesota where they killed George Floyd in Lake Itasca, and it runs south. And so the Nile starts in Lake Victoria and runs north. So what we had is there is a geomancy. And this earth energy is what we're having, because we're having the great shift. And I think the sister was, she was saying Pisces and Aquarius. Yeah, we're moving in, but Aquarius, Gemini, and I forget the other sign, they're all air signs. Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are water signs. Water holds memory and consciousness. Air signs is intelligence. It moves through the air, and, you know, that's the way that they look at it. And so what we're seeing is this shift, because where we are in our galaxy and what these energies that are coming down from the cosmic consciousness and where we are that we haven't been in 26,000 years is the activation and what they're trying to distort by the 5G and by now getting people to take the bop gun, as Brother West says, but the vaccination. is to be able to alter the gene, because what's happening with the gene is that our activation of our DNA is moving from 6 strands back to 12 strands. And so what we're having is that we're shifting from the carbon, when you were saying on the skin, the layers of crystalline, but we also have melanin. And so we're absorbing and transmitting with the crystalline energy in our bodies. And so these are the challenges that they are attempting to destroy in the genocidal process, because they started with 1G, what was God, when they came into other people's countries. Then they started with 2G by taking the gold and trying to take all the gold out of it. And then the 3G was the glory that they got from being able to conquer and take the gold and do what they did to the people. Now we have the 4G, which is the government. And then the 5G now is the genocide.
Wow, Brother Kwame, how's your that's excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Kwame, for being here. How's your family
amazing.
Getting along, brother? How's your family getting along?
My mom is good, you know, and she took the shot. And this is what happened. And I told my sisters and all of them, it's like, no, don't give mom the shot, because this is what. Now we got to get her protected. And lo and behold, when they gave it a shot, everything went up, went right through the roof. She had a mild heart attack, asthma. She couldn't get her diabetes under control. She had her heart was racing. And then when they had to give her was steroids, which made the kidneys begin to shut down. Because they couldn't put a stent in, because if they put the dye in to see where the blockage is at, it would kill the kidney. So all of that came from her having the shot. Before she got the shot, she was good. Got the shot, and I look at my three sisters, all three of them are having health challenges right now, and my little brother's out the box. He just jumped back into the wagon, and he thinks he's the little winemaker.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's what, I mean, I've seen it in my own family to have happen. And this is why I'm so adamant about sharing with us, because it's time, because even with Ross Ben's doing, and he did the 40th parallel, and what he's doing is in 5G 101. That's the book that people need to be really getting, because these are the minerals and the things that we're needing to protect us from these frequencies and getting back to the land, because the geostress of right now, and this is what they're doing, because this is how they formulate cities and doing this is because they know the ley lines and the grid, and they build on certain ley lines and grid in order to tap into the energy. And then when they create chaos in those energy lines, that energy of stress travels the ley lines. It goes across the country. That's why when they killed George Floyd there in Minnesota, where the Mississippi River began, what did it do? It traveled down the Mississippi, down through the United States, went into the Gulf of Mexico, and went around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Memory and consciousness.
Wow.
Wow.
That twin. Even if you would have stopped one stream of George Floyd, you couldn't do nothing with the other one.
Yeah, but the thing what Minnesota is famous for is the land of 10,000 lakes, but they don't tell you it was
right.
12,000 pyramids.
Mm.
For every lake, there was pyramids that they were there. The indigenous and the First Nation people in what we call Canada, but really it's all of this is North America and South America. And so what we look at is that these were all one nations, and they honored that, because even where they had the trial for the cop that killed him, inside of that limestone building that is the courthouse, there is a huge marble statue that they call the Father of the River. And what is the Mississippi River called? Old Man River.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Drop it, brother. Drop
it. Well, thank you.
Drop them
jewels,
man.
Thank you, Kwame, as always. Thank you.
For yes, Kwame.
Yeah,
thank you.
Check that,
so great.
Check that site, mm-hmm. because the Gulf of Mexico is one set of pyramids. Why they had to align with Galveston and putting those three pyramids there, because there is a set of pyramids in the Gulf of Mexico, and the other set is up under, this is why they're saying it's Atlantis and Lemuria, or Mu, one or the other. But this is why they had to get on the 29.6 latitude. This is why they opened and brought the 22 mummies, just like the 22 facial bones that Brother X was talking about. They brought those 22 mummies out of the Museum of Cairo and put them in the gym there next to Harem Het, which is Leo, which is the opposite sign of Aquarius. That's why they lined it all back up again.
Mm-hmm. Man, we got to continue this. Yes.
Well, thank you, Kwame, as always.
Thank you, Kwame.
Yes, thank you.
Thank us.
Better love, family. You know, we got to share.
Better love.
Yes, better love.
Yes. All right. And I just want to tell the listeners, the family, that in 10 minutes we'll be off the internet, but you can hear the rest of the show on the phone. And the number is 323-642-1586. Okay, let me open up 404-453.
Hey, Shalom, family. How y'all hear me?
Shalom.
We hear you well.
Yes, sir. It's to you and Miss G and Miss Beverly V. Hey, I'm calling y'all from the 33rd parallel, man, right here, right outside Atlanta, Georgia, man. 33rd degree.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, but my question is you, my man, E, I got your information, man. I got it from Brother Derek, so I'll be contacting you, man, about getting some of them stones. You know what I'm talking about?
Please do, brother, please. I got you. Absolutely.
My question is to you, and I talked to Sister Bell about this about a couple of months ago, but you familiar with something called High John the Conqueror's Route? You familiar with that?
That's old school, brother.
Who's not?
That's it right there. That's it. Go ahead. Talk about it, Wes. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Since I found some, and I got me to always carry me some with me everywhere I go, man, like my portal are really open up, man. I mean, this thing's so slick, man. When you take it, even to get on the airplane, man. They send it through the X-ray machine where they X-ray all your stuff. They can't see it, man, on the X-ray machine, brother.
Hi, John.
I'm clear, man. Yeah. The dog on TSA can't see it, bro. I have it right in front of their face. The machine don't pick it up, man. And so ever since I've been carrying one with me, man, it's like when I possess a thought, word, or action, stuff just start appearing, man. It's a beautiful time to be alive, man. It enhances my capabilities, man. And I'm learning how to control the matrix and don't let the matrix control me, my brother.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like I'm a...
Speak on it.
Like I done turned.
Speak on
like
it.
Like I turned into the magic wand. Like when y'all were talking about Hallowed Wood, I am the Hallowed Wood, man. All I got to do is speak on it, man. And stuff appear, bro.
Already.
Yeah.
Yes. Even when the devil try to mess with me, you know, you talking about them folks, I just the antidote for them, man. And it's just trying to be alive. It's just all evil, man. Evil can't mess with me, man.
Yeah.
I love it, man. It's a fun time to be alive. I don't want to hold up too much of line, but I love the energy, man. I love y'all energy, man. It's flowing, bro.
Yeah. We love your energy, too, brother.
Thank you.
We love your energy, too. Been doing
yes, sir.
It. Been
yes,
loving
sir.
It for years.
We're all a part of it.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Ms. G, plus my wife liked what you said about she looks younger than what she is. And you nailed her. You nailed her exactly how she is. She's a Gemini, man.
Yes.
You nailed her and me.
You
so
keep it useful.
I'm trying to.
It's all in the mind.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm trying to figure out what business I need to have. You say I need to have my own business. Remember you told me that?
I was thinking about that. Anything that's artistic, you know what I mean? Web design, I think that you were doing interior design for a minute there. You can start something off like that. Were you the one that was into the designer t-shirts?
No, I'm just an electrician. I bring the fire. I walk into
right.
the room when I get through. I say, let there be light, and it is light. Goon fala cool. That's what I do.
You have some strong Libra energy inward, and so there's something artistic with you, okay? And art, creativity is like meditation. Okay? You're able to focus even when it hurts. You're able to focus and heal, releasing and healing in creating art. There's something artistic about you. Okay? You got to know that. I mean, I know that one of your great things that you do, great hobbies that you do is the electrician stuff, but there's something very artistic. And it will bring you balance. And for your wife, she should be writing right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's her favorite dishes, cooking, all of that with Mars and Cancer, this is a great time to write and put some smiles on her face. Make her some, it's another form of income that brings currency, energy flow, because we're here to create abundance. Multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sit down
right.
and let her brainstorm, because
right.
that's something that she's very good at, is thinking of great ideas.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the info, but it's all good, because I'm a magician now. Whatever I say happens, you know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing. That's why I
Absolutely.
Try to get people to check their words, man. Whatever they say, and they think it, and they say it, it will appear, man. It will appear. But I know
you're
Mr. Bell, but I don't want to take up. I don't want to hold the mic there. I don't want to squeeze it too tight. I let somebody else jump on it. I catch you.
Right,
I'm all at you. I love y'all. Peace and blessings.
All right.
Thank
girl.
You. Better love.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
You, Wes. Okay. All righty there.
Good energy.
I want the people to hear this information. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, Kwame always come with the info. He's always
the family
enlightening
period.
Us. Yes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. They on it. I want people to hear Rick James' Deeper Still, I want them to hear. This is this amazing album here. I'm going to play this.
Now, Bev, are you going to do it on your phone
wait,
again?
Wait. Yeah, can you hear me? I'm on another machine. Maybe you want? Did I need to turn it up more?
Yeah. Try it okay. out, because last time it was going in and out. Let's try it out.
Oh, it was going in and out? Okay.
But that's okay. Hey, it's all right, Bear. We ain't complaining. Let's do it. Let's check it out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see how it works.
You know me better than I know myself, and you want me more than anybody else, and you love me. You've been loving me for years, and we say it is, even through the tears and fears. And I'm here tonight, I want to testify.
Yes, can you hear it?
Yeah, nah. It's,
can you hear it?
Nah, yeah, nah.
It's not coming in.
It sounds like a Mercury retrograde.
Right. Oh, okay, all right. Okay. All right. I tried.
Yeah, no. Hey, Beverly, this is part one. Okay, we're going to listen to this. Listen to this, Bev. I like what you said last night about working behind the scenes, okay? So I am going to come out. I've been working behind the scenes, but I'm going to come out about this one. I'm reaching out to Rick James, the Stone City Band. I'm reaching out to Tina Marie's daughter and some of the friends that the lead singer from Climax, who grew up in Compton, California. I'm reaching out to her, and we're going to do a part two, because this is a really deep deep situation, man. These two, and they brought a lot of joy and sadness to our lives, and you know, Rick James, mm-hmm. everybody know about mm-hmm. Rick James. You know, what a legend in our community, man. So, you know, if I can reach, I see the Stone City Band is doing a lot of interviews right now. So if I can get them and we can put this together for part two, and we'll download deeper still the whole album, because it's fire. And we'll come back and do this again. Okay. We'll have Kwame. We'll ask Kwame to join us and drop some more.
Yes.
And I want to put this out there.
Yes,
I'm going to say this last thing, okay?
I'm going to say this last thing,
Beverly. I got in contact with the Quartz Crystal Place in Arkansas, Ron Coleman's mining company. I called Ronnie Coleman in Arkansas, and they called me back, and they are willing to do an interview. I just have to submit all the
excellent.
I have to submit everything, it's underway. I'm getting it together now. So we'll be talking to the Quartz Crystal people in Arkansas. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And if some of the,
I yield.
And if anybody in the family that know how to take put that album in a MP3 and email it to me, I will appreciate it. Rick James album, so I can
there
put
you
it
go.
On Truth to Power.
Rick James, Deeper Still.
Yes. Yeah.
Deeper Still. Beautiful.
With Mercury retrograde, I just couldn't, for whatever reasons, it kept going to Google Drive instead of MP3. But I'm going to go ahead and still try to keep doing that for you, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, because I was trying to work on it. But when you do the part two, we should have that ready.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Everybody have an amazing night.
Okay.
Dream big.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you for your time, G.
Thank you for having me.
We love you much.
Absolutely. We love you.
Yes.
I love you too. And
better
we love you all. Thank you for joining us, everyone.
Yes. Thank us.
Thank you. And thank you, Eric, for all that you're doing. And we definitely
you already
appreciate
know.
You.
My pleasure.
So we got to, yes, and we're going to go out with Rick James and Tina, and y'all better start using your Babaloo and get on your square. This is magic time. So come on, people. Y'all don't need to be suffering out here.
Get on your square. Get on your square.
Get on your square. Yes. All right. Better love, everyone. Thanks for joining.
I can understand your problems and your worries when you love a man like me. And if you don't mind, I will try to say I love you in this song now. Listen to this melody. You belong to me. I belong to you, yes I do. And we belong to each other, lady. Listen to me, baby. There'll be times when I'll be down and I'll be troubled, trying to be that rising star. But don't worry, I will never in our lifetime bust your bubble or bring it down from where you are. You're a queen to me. And Lord knows I'm a king to you, yeah. I'm saying do it.
the bottom of my toes doesn't stop for my head.